This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington State, the teachers' union wants its people to stop shopping at Walmart. The Washington Education Association represents teachers and other school workers. It has a fund it uses to reimburse them for spending on school supplies, but not anymore for things they buy at the world's largest retailer. NPR's Martin Costi has the story from Seattle.
Jim Lindbergh has been a business teacher for 26 years. He says when you've been around kids that long, you can tell which ones are needy.
Pretty obvious if a student isn't dressed right, and over a short amount of time, maybe a few days, in fact, you can notice that, well, gee, that summer t-shirt, it doesn't quite fit what's going on outside right now.
And when a student needs something, it's often the teacher who steps in.
Typically, the individual teachers go out on their own and take care of that, and then give it to the student in a room or an office. Say, I bought this for you. I want you to have a coat.
In Washington State, teachers can get reimbursed for these acts of charity by sending the receipts to the Children's Fund, run by the Washington Education Association. But as of this month, the WEA will not reimburse receipts from Walmart. WEA President Charles Hasse says the rule was created at the request of the teachers who helped to raise money for the fund.
And they're saying, gee, if I'm giving to this charity, I don't want my charitable contributions going to support shoddy labor practices, often illegal labor practices employed by Walmart.
Hasse says teachers object to what they regard as Walmart's low wages and poor health benefits, which they believe increase the burden on the state's social services and, by extension, reduce funding for public schools. Walmart spokesman Dan Fogelman rejects this reasoning.
Well, it's unfortunate that the teachers' union is willing to put teachers and students at a disadvantage by putting them in the middle of a misinformation campaign against Walmart. Walmart has a strong commitment to education. In fact, in fiscal year 2004, Walmart contributed over $40 million to educational initiatives.
Political conservatives in Washington State accuse the WEA of putting union solidarity ahead of kids, and they've complained to local news media about the anti-Walmart rule. But so far, there hasn't been much of a public reaction. Watching her daughter practice softball behind River Ridge High School near Olympia, Michelle Harvey says the politics of shopping at Walmart comes up occasionally, such as when she was raising money for a different charity.
We had collected money and someone had said, well, let's get it at Walmart because we can get more stuff. And one lady said, well, I'm not shopping at Walmart. But she was from up north.
At River Ridge, up north means liberal-minded Seattle. In suburban and rural areas, Harvey says, the teacher's anti-Walmart rule is unlikely to change anyone's shopping habits. WEA President Hasse admits that's true, but he says he does expect the new rule will help raise more money for the Children's Fund, especially from people who share the teacher's Walmart phobia. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.